أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الإنسان ما لها. We are still doing the Surah Az-Zilzal, and the previous Surah, Surah Lam Yakun, Allah Ta'ala mentioned at the end that the people of righteousness will get all the piety, what they had done, they will get their reward, and the people who had done wrong, they will also have to pay for that. And for that, Allah Ta'ala now explains in this surah that it will happen on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala explains some aspects of the day of Qiyamah, what it will be like. As we had read, the first ayat will be the shaking of the earth, and it will be a very, very terrible and violent shaking. Yeah, for any small thing, we just have a small tremor and we get so worried. And this shaking will be that the mountains will be destroyed. Huge, huge, solid mountains, which are so strong, which are so high, but they will be completely destroyed and the whole world will be made level. In other words, it will be a very, very severe shaking on that day. And it will be also a day, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, that the earth will spew, will vomit, will take out all what is in the earth, all that is in the ground. And as it explained, it comes that on that day, all the gold and silver and all the wealth and the treasures of the earth will be also thrown out. And it will be there standing in front of everyone. At that time, a person who had murdered somebody for the sake of dunya will also see it, and he said, for this did I kill somebody. A person who broke family ties, did not give shares to the family members, the mother, the sisters, especially brothers, whoever it might be, he says, for this did I break my family ties. In other words, reality will come open. A person who stole from other people, and now he sees the treasures are here in front of us, he says, for this did I go and steal, etc. And especially those who had to pay the punishment for it. And in an Islamic government, where the hands had to be cut, he said, I had my hands cut just for this year, which is thrown open in front of me. So that will be a day when people will see all the realities of things. At the moment, it is all camouflaged, and this looks very, very attractive. All the money, the wealth of this dunya, the temptations of this dunya, all these things are very, very enjoyable. But at that time, we will see and we will realize what big fools we were. Just like in this world also, when a person is a little child, there are so many things that amuses him. But those things, when in your old age, what amused you so much when you were at 5, at 50, those things you pay no attention to it. In fact, it is stupidity now. What are we wasting our time in those things? And similarly, in our adolescence, when a person is 18, there are so many things that impress him, and there are so many things that are so tempting to him. But the same things when he is now 70, when he was 17, all those things that were appearing so wonderful to him, at the age of 70 he realizes that was the most stupid folly that I got involved in. Just like that, this dunya, we will realize that it was complete stupidity and we got involved in all the wrong things, and how could we have ever got involved in all those things. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, اور کہے آدمی اس کو کیا ہو گیا. Man will, when he sees all this happen, he will say, what has happened to the earth? What is this all, this very heavy shaking that will take place? And then also at that time, there is no death that finishes a person. Yeah, in this world, may Allah protect us. If there is some terrible earthquake or something, there are so many people who just die and we feel they are finished. Now they know nothing what is happening. But at that time, people will be fully in their consciousness also. And they will be shocked and they will be bewildered. that what is this all happening, and this earth shaking like this, and or taking out all the things which are in the earth. It will be a complete state of great, great amazement and a great shock of great shock for all of mankind. All this we are informed of, not to put fear into us, but to get ready and prepare for it accordingly, to make our amal. And whatever Allah has been, it is all only the mercy of Allah. When a person just thinks a little bit and he realizes all the wrong that he has done, he doesn't just have to stay forward it and that I just have to face the consequences. Allah has left the doors of Tawbah open, that a person can make Tawbah. And then now a person starts living his life correctly, and thereby he can get saved from all these tortures and torments. So Allah Ta'ala, it is Allah's rahmat that He has informed us of all this. Just like a person is going to be going on the road and somebody tells him, be careful, there are speed traps at a certain place. Be careful that hijackings are rampant at a certain place. So this is not that person is putting fear in this person. It is his kindness is warning him so that he can take his necessary precautions. Like that we have been also warned, and the great precautions also we have been granted by Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize this and make our lives accordingly.